likes us, I don't know why. We may not be perfect, but heaven knows we try. But all around, even our old friends put us down. Let's drop the big one and see what happens. We give them money, but are they grateful? No, they're spiteful and they're hateful. They don't respect us, so let's surprise them. We'll drop the big one and pulverize them. Asia's crowded, Europe's too old, Africa's far too hot and Canada's too cold, South America stole our name. Let's drop the big one, there'll be no one left to blame us. We'll save Australia, don't wanna hurt no kangaroo. We'll build an all-American park there, they got surfing too. Boom goes London, boom Paris, more room for you and more room for me. In every city, the whole world round, we'll just be another American town. Oh, how peaceful it will be. We'll set everybody free. Wear a Japanese kimono, baby, be Italian shoes for me. They all hate us anyhow, so let's drop the big one now. Let's drop the big one now.
Thank you, Randy Newman. And this is Dr. Steve and the Barefoot Elitist coming your way from 92.5 KRFP Moscow, Radio Free Palouse. And tonight we've got a good show in store for y'all. And tonight's guests are a couple of gentlemen that I personal acquaintances of mine, as a result of some time that I spent volunteering work for the Palouse Peace Coalition. And I've mentioned their appearance tonight, and fortunately we've got them here in the studio. And one is Chris LaPaglia. And he has lived in Idaho for over 20 years. He's a graduate in chemistry from the University of Idaho, and he now works in the Ag Science Department here in Moscow, where he lives with his wife and two children. He's been active in the cause of peace and freedom for pretty much his whole life, and I think that pretty much both of these gentlemen would fit that category. Dean Stewart, our other guest from the Palouse Peace Coalition, is pastor at Emmanuel Lutheran Church here in Moscow, and he's occupied that position since 96. He came here from Chicago and has been an ordained Lutheran pastor since 1975. He's been married 35 years to his wife, Gretchen, who is a third-year law student at the University of Idaho. Dean has three grown sons and three grandsons. He got an early start, unlike the Barefoot Elitist. You got a late start. But anyway, welcome, both of you guys.
Hi, good to be here.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you very much. I'd also like to talk about, for just a moment, future shows on the 24th. That would be next Wednesday, same time, 6:30. We're going to be having Rich Weckerly. And for those of you who've been listening in on previous shows are familiar with Rich, and perhaps those of you who followed some of his activities would know his name. He's a local Moscow resident, a retired firefighter, and is a man of great moral courage who voluntarily crossed the line at Fort Benning, Georgia, at last year's demonstration against the School of the Americas, and as a result spent 6 months in a federal penitentiary. And he's going to be here next Wednesday to talk about the issues leading up to his decision. And interestingly enough, I interviewed him previously for the Barefoot Elitist when it was a column with the Latah Eagle. And Rich's decision to cross the line and go into prison as a statement of his beliefs comes from his religion as much as anything else. And I find that very interesting. December 1st, on into December with the very next session after Rich is Tom Lamar from Palouse Clearwater Environmental Institute. And we look forward to Tom telling us a little bit about what his read is on the outcome of this election and what it may mean for environmental policy for not only the nation, but certainly the region and here locally. After Tom's visit to the show on the 1st of December, tentatively we're planning panel discussions, one of which I'm hoping that maybe I can persuade Dean to come back on, and that is it will deal with religion. It was an issue, as all of us know, in this last election, and I'm afraid that many well-intentioned progressive religious people have allowed the right wing, the extreme right wing of the Republican Party, to co-opt religion as their own. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to have some local people that maybe can give some meaning to that. Then another future panel discussion after that, I'm going to be bringing in some people that are distinctly radical, not necessarily religious in their perspectives, and we're going to get a read on what this election cycle has meant for the future of the progressive movement and radical politics in general in the United States. Okay, well, I think I'm going to open this session of the Barefoot Elitist with some mail that I received from Big Al Chittister. And those of you who've heard Al when he was a guest on our show are familiar with the fact that he's one of those who is in for the long haul. And I have to commend him in that. He's not one that's planning on hitting the bricks. He's definitely, as a labor union activist himself, he believes in the system and battling it out. This is what he sent me of a letter written by Thomas Jefferson in 1798 after the passage of the Sedition Act. And those of you who are students of American history will recall the Alien and Sedition Acts were passed by the Federalist Party as a way of oppressing what they felt was a radical strain of thought coming from France, and there was an effort to do something to quell that, directly violating civil liberties. Anyway, this is what Tom Jefferson wrote. "A little patience, and we shall see the reign of witches pass over, their spells dissolve, and the people, recovering their true sight, restore their government to its true principles. It is true that in the meantime we are suffering deeply in spirit and incurring the horrors of a war and long oppressions of enormous public debt. If the game runs sometimes against us at home, we must have patience till luck turns, and then we shall have an opportunity of winning back the principles we have lost, for this is a game where principles are at stake." And I want to thank Al for sending that along. A little closer, perhaps, to my own folk